Woke or joke? Hollywood faced with ultimate hypocrisy over blackface. By Jerome Hudson on June 26, 2020. Hollywood and social justice warriors have established a new woke standard. This standard is so sacrosanct that Hollywood elites are now demanding American statues, monuments, and history be raised and cultural history be rewritten. Now the question remains, will Hollywood purge its own ranks of all actors, directors, producers, agents, managers, film crews, photographers, and hair and makeup artists who have ever worked on a film or TV show that employed racist blackface portrayals? Will they hold themselves to their own standard? Needless to say, the above are rhetorical questions. With their collective platforms reaching hundreds of millions of people, the hypocrisy of Hollywood celebrities is always necessary to point out. ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel dressed in blackface in the 90s on his Comedy Central series The Man Show, impersonating black NBA legend Karl Malone. Actress-comedian Sarah Silverman donned blackface in a sketch on The Sarah Silverman Program, which aired on Comedy Central in 2007. Actor Robert Downey Jr. donned blackface, thickened his lower lip, and wore a wig in the Ben Stiller-directed 2008 comedy Tropic Thunder. Downey Jr. was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the 2009 Academy Awards for his blackface role. Actor Ken Jeong wore blackface in a Season 2 episode of the NBC sitcom Community. Actor Ted Danson appeared at a 1993 Friars Club roast of his then-girlfriend Whoopi Goldberg. The former Cheers, Becker, and The Good Place star wore blackface and used the N-word. In the 1983 comedy Trading Places, actor Dan Aykroyd donned blackface. Actor-comedian Billy Crystal wore blackface while impersonating Sammy Davis Jr. on Saturday Night Live. Crystal revived the impersonation during the 2012 Academy Awards telecast. Mad Men star Jon Hamm donned an Afro wig and blackface playing a Stephen Fetchett-type character in a live episode of NBC's 30 Rock. 30 Rock star Jenna Maroney wore blackface to impersonate NFL legend Lynn Swann, in an episode that aired in 2010. ABC's The View co-host Joy Behar admitted in 2016 that she dressed as a beautiful African woman for Halloween, wearing makeup that was a little bit darker than her white skin. Howard Stern donned blackface during a New Year's Rotten Eve pageant pay-per-view skit that aired in 1993. Stern imitated Ted Danson's aforementioned 1993 blackface performance at the Friars Club roast. Actor Zach Braff wore blackface in the long-running ABC sitcom Scrubs. Mad Men star John Slattery appeared in blackface during the Season 3 episode My Old Kentucky Home. Actor Thomas C. Howell donned blackface in the 1986 movie Soul Man, in which he played a white man who takes pills to appear black in order to qualify for an academic scholarship. Pop star Cyndi Lauper darkened her skin for the music video to her hit 1984 single She Bop. A year before starring in The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland appeared in blackface in the 1938 musical comedy Everybody Sing, in which she played an aspiring jazz singer. Actor Mark Proksch wore blackface in a Season 9 episode of The Office. David NG contributed to this article. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.